heartbroken mother says she's been forced to remove her daughter's headstone after a church committee said it contravened the rules and regulations of the cemetery. Loretta Nolan's daughter, Emma Louise, died last year, aged just 23. She left behind a five-year-old son. Her little boy picked the design of a pink butterfly headstone to remember his mother. But just a few weeks before it was due to be installed at Hannahstown Cemetery in Belfast, the cemetery committee said it did not comply with their regulations. The Nolan family are one of a number of families that have been asked to remove their loved ones' headstones. Our reporter Nicola Weir went to meet Loretta at her daughter's graveside.
Emma died last year on the 20th of July, and we ordered a headstone back in January. We paid the fee. The undertakers applied to the Hannahstown, were to pay the fee and the application, and we didn't hear anything more about it until it came to the time to erect the headstone. We were then told that it was outside their regulations. They didn't stipulate why. Was it the size, the colour, because it had a butterfly on it? They just said it was outside their regulation. This is a butterfly on my daughter's grave. It was very symbolic to her, and her son actually picked it. She left behind a five-year-old son. He knew what butterflies meant to her, like we all did in the family. Her room at home was decorated in butterflies, so we thought, he said, "Nanny, I want that one." And we thought, right, we'll go with this headstone. So I myself this morning am down this cemetery, and I have in my phone, there's harps, there is hearts, there is a boxing glove, which is right next to Emma's grave. And I don't find any of them offensive whatsoever. To me, people have a choice. You know, they want to remember their loved ones the way they remember, just like we thought the butterfly is symbolic to Emma.
Is there a certain procedure that you have to go through before it gets cleared or given the go-ahead that, yes, this is okay, you can go and get a sculptor to do it? What is the procedure there? What way did you go about that?
Our undertakers dealt with everything, and we told them what we wanted, and I had a picture of a butterfly that I'd seen on the website, which is where James picked the headstone from. I took it to him, and he didn't seem to think there was a problem. So what you do is they do it must be like a graft or a draft or something up, and they put an application into the Hannahstown, and a fee is charged. We didn't hear another thing about it, and it wasn't, as I said, until Emma's headstone was to be erected. So they knew what was going up. Either that, or they just didn't bother their heads looking at it. They just filed it away, and then when it came to the time when the headstone was to be erected, they just said no.
When were you first notified, we're not happy with this headstone?
On the week it was to be erected.
For what reason did they say that there was a problem?
They didn't give a reason, just that it didn't meet their criteria. They didn't specify what was wrong with it, just that it wasn't suitable. And the letter we got was that we were to remove it within 28 days or make arrangements. In other words, what I took out of it was to get another headstone, which I'm not prepared to do. I mean, we...
So you were told you're not getting this headstone on, but you went ahead because
Yeah.
You went ahead.
I went ahead.
So, I mean, we have to put that in black and white, that they said, no, you can't. You went ahead and put the headstone on, and now you've got a solicitor's letter saying you've got 28 days to get rid of this headstone.
Yep, absolutely. In fact, I got a message yesterday from a lady who said that she was up here seeing her husband yesterday, and she had to come up to see what all the fuss was about. And she says, you know, when I walked up, she says, your daughter's headstone made me smile.
How much did the symbol of a butterfly mean to your daughter? And she has left behind a very young son.
He's only five, and we haven't told him yet. He knows there's something going on, you know, but I haven't got the heart to tell him yet, because he picked it. He knew it was very symbolic, because when she was in rehab, they do a lot of work, and the butterfly is a very spiritual thing. And they do, like, different classes, and they use the butterfly a lot in rehab, so this had become very important to Emma. And James knew that, because they were very close, very, very close. And we used to laugh, because, you know, they would have been in the next room, and my husband and I would have said, they're like husband and wife, the way, you know. But, you know, she did talk to him, like, and he knew she had a problem. He might have only been five, but he is one smart wee boy. And now that she's gone, I can't even begin to think of what he'll say if I tell him we have to take it down.
Because he designed this stone.
He did. He picked it. And the actual butterfly we seen on the website was purple. But he said, no, I want pink. Pink's mummy's favourite colour. And that's why we went for the pink butterfly.
And what do you say to the parish? Because the parish say very clearly that you've broken the rules. It's not a headstone in keeping with what they say is within the regulations. What do you say to that?
I say there's no compassion there. And for to turn round and say now that this headstone has to come down, well, I am saying to you, Hannistown, you have a fight on your hand.
Well, if you want to see Emma Louise's headstone is like, it's up on our Facebook page and indeed our Twitter page. We did ask the Parish of Hannistown Cemetery Committee for a statement. They said the cemetery regulations were set down in the interest of safety, efficient maintenance and good management, and to ensure all memorials are suitable for the setting and that the dignity of the cemetery is maintained. A number of individuals who have erected headstones in recent months without the approval and permission of the Cemetery Committee have been contacted and advised to remove or replace these. The committee deeply regrets that the failure to follow the established protocol and seek prior approval for proposed designs before commissioning and erecting headstones has caused distress to both bereaved families and the broader parish community. We also asked the parish for a copy of the rules and regulations. They won't give them to us. We asked them how many people had received these letters to remove their headstones. They're refusing to tell us.